Hello.
Hello, thank you so much for answering. I am calling from a national opinion service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey in order to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random. All your answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 years older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
African American.
African American. Okay. I know we're still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. If you don't mind, may I ask for your age, please?
54.
54. Okay. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Somewhat more important or much more important?
More important.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. With that in mind, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in
satisfied.
Which the country is headed in? Satisfied. Okay. Thank you for being so honest. We're almost done. In your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
About the same. Okay. Thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose up to two from the following options. First, tackling inflation and improving the economy. Second, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025. Third, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Fourth, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Fifth, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedom. Sixth, not going back to the Trump years of division and chaos. Seventh, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive. Eighth, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Ninth, improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable. And by last, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Number three? Okay.
Yes.
Is that your only option?
Number 10, the last one?
The last one says stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 0 means you're very warm and comfortable and favorable towards them, 0 means you are very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Now, what are your thoughts towards Hakeem Jeffries? If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just let me know, okay? That's okay.
I guess he's okay.
So from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
80.
80, okay. What about Kamala Harris?
80.
80. Republicans in Congress?
40.
40. What about Project 2025?
0.
0. Joe Biden?
90.
90. What are your feelings towards the Democrats in Congress?
70.
70. What about Donald Trump?
0.
J.D. Vance?
0.
And by last, Independent Cornel West?
50.
50. Okay. We're about to finish. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today for candidates, who would you vote for? Candidates, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Green Party candidate Jill Stein.
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
Yes, a lot, or yes, some, or only a little bit?
Yes, a lot. He's here in my state.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, with that in mind, feel free to be as honest as you want, okay? Your opinion is really important. And what you have read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump make you feel more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Much less. Okay. There are a few statements that some others have said about Kamala Harris. I want you to please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to vote for her, 5 means is somewhat convincing, and 0 means is not convincing at all to vote for her for president. You may use any number between 0 to 10. The first one says, okay. This November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to vote for Kamala Harris as not just the first woman to be president, but also the black woman to hold the highest office in the country. But Harris is more than just history, and this election is about more than just her background. Voting for Harris gives us a chance to take our country in a new direction, to give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change and racial justice. For you, between 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
8.
8. Perfect. There is another one. Donald Trump says he will repeal Obamacare, removing protections for pre-existing conditions and eliminating health insurance for millions of Americans. Kamala Harris understands how working families struggle to cover the cost of health care. As vice president, Harris led a successful campaign to lower maternal death rates, helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans, and helped pass rules to keep millions of Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. From 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
0.
0. Okay. In November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. Kamala Harris served the people as a young assistant district attorney, working her way up to Attorney General of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has had dozens of sexual misconduct accusations and was found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented a middle-class homeowner against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Harris has been taking down criminals like Trump for her entire career, and with our support, she'll do it again in November to save our democracy. How convincing is that for you from 0 to 10?
A 9.
A 9, okay. Just one more. Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down the cost of making life more affordable and working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and stopping surprise medical billing. She will crack down on price gouging by big corporations and on the junk fees that companies mysteriously add on. We have to elect someone who has a plan to make our lives affordable again so that we can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
An 8.
8. Okay. Okay. Now let me ask, and sorry if I'm being redundant, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided,
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Okay. Keeping that in mind, now that we have talked a little bit more about the elections, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more.
Much more. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Very often. Okay. From which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information from? TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, now X, Instagram, or maybe other?
TikTok.
TikTok. Okay. We're heading to the last questions. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions, this is just more statistical for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed from 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, that includes master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Congratulations. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Divorced. Sorry about that, but I hope it was pretty good. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. No.
Okay. Just a few more. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Several times a year. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
None.
None. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
What about your parents?
No.
Okay. What about you?
No.
Okay. And last question. Did you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. This concludes our survey. I really want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you. You have been very kind. And it's Saturday, so I do hope you enjoy the day. Thanks again for your answers. I wish you the best of luck today. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Sure. Thanks.